أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فرجع موسى إلى قومه غضبان أسفا، قال يا قوم ألم يعدكم ربكم وعدا حسنا أفطال عليكم العهد أم أردتم أن يحل عليكم غضب من ربكم فأخلفتم موعدي؟ قالوا ما أخلفنا موعدك بملكنا ولكننا حملنا أزار من زينة القوم فقذفناها فكذلك ألقى السامري. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues with the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Thus far we discussed Musa alayhi salam going to Mount Tur, fasting for 30 days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased that period for another 10 days, making it 40 days. And then Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was given the Torah. On the other hand, his people were put into this trial, into this fitna, by a person called Samiri. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the return of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. فَرَجَعَ مُوسَى إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ غَطْبَانَ أَسِفًا. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam returned to his people. Two emotional conditions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes. One was ghadban, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was angry. And secondly, asifa, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was regretful. Angry because his people, they were left in the care of Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wassalam. And then yet how could they have fallen into this fitna? And of course, asifa, the regret of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam again, that just a short period of my absence, and here you are involved in the greatest shirk, that is ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam addresses his people, Ya qawm, alam ya'idukum rabbukum wa'dan hasana. O my people, did your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not promise you a good or a beautiful promise? And that was the promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a kitab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a complete code of conduct by which you will be able to, if you abide, then you will gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The issues of your material world will be solved. The issues of the hereafter will also be solved. Afatala alaykum al-ahad. Number one is, was this period of time, this ahad, this covenant, the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala too long for you to bear? Was 40 days so much that you could not bear it? Or am aradtum ay yahilla alaykum ghadabum min rabbikum? Or number two was, that did you want the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to befall you, that you did this willingly? فَأَخْلَفْتُمْ مَوْعِدِي, that you had gone against my promise, and the time that I had promised I would not be here. قَالُوا مَا أَخْلَفْنَا مَوْعِدَكَ بِمَلْكِنَا. They respond to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, saying to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, that on the one hand, we did not go against your promise by our own free will. وَلَكِنَّا حُمِّلْنَا أُزَارًا مِّنْ زِينَةِ الْقَوْمِ. What actually happened was, when the Bani Israel had left Egypt, they had with them some of the jewelry of the Egyptian masters and owners. And in that condition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them the command that Musa alayhi salatu wassalam should take them, and Musa alayhi salatu wassalam should free them from the hands of Fir'aun. So at that particular time, there was no time for them to go back and return the jewelry, and of course it was not wise for them to have done so. So that gold and silver and other ornaments were in their possession when they had left from Fir'aun and from his people. And now Musa alayhi salatu wassalam leaves the Bani Israel by the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wassalam addressed them. And Harun alayhi salatu wassalam had said to them that it is not permissible for you people to have this amanat that is with you. But obviously now, looking at this particular situation, the right thing should have been that we return this amanat. But obviously, if we are going to return the amanat, then you are going to get caught and you will be imprisoned and enslaved once again. So hence Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wassalam, being the
Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he commanded that these people take all that gold and silver and whatever precious jewelry they would have had, take it. He commanded that a pit be dug and all that be put into this pit. And hence, in that way, Harun alayhi salatu was salam had felt that here we will relieve ourselves of this great obligation of the amanat. So what will happen is, this will neither be ours and it will neither be yours. And when we reflect and we look into the life of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu was salam also, when he was in Makkah Mukarramah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was called Al-Amin, Al-Sadiq, the most trustworthy, the most truthful. The people of Makkah had also kept the amanat and the valuables in the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the command by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that tonight is the night that you will leave from Makkah Mukarramah. And again, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was not in the position that he will go back and give the amanat to everybody and greet them and say that I'm leaving Makkah now. But hence, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would have to do that in secrecy. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had kept Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu in charge of all that amanat. It comes in a narration, he showed to him, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what the valuables were, who the owners were, and how it should be returned to those individuals. And in that way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had also showed us that amanat, even in this case, that they were disbelievers, but because they entrusted it to Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would dispose of it and give it to the rightful owners. And here also, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam had left, Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wa sallam had to deal with this matter, and Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wa sallam had found the fair way out, that now we cannot carry this amanat of the people and bear the responsibility of it in the courts of Allah. So let's take it, dig this pit, put everything in. And here they speak about it, so فَقَذَفْنَاهَا, all of us took this jewelry and now we placed it into this pit. فَكَذَلِكَ أَلْقَ السَّامِرِي, the person that we discussed on Friday, Samiri, that he was that person that did not believe 100% in Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam. He was either a munafiq or he could have been a kafir. And he now enticed the Bani Israel to worship the calf and make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he had also taken what he had and he had also thrown it into this fire. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah makes mention of this very, very important fact. Inshallah, we will discuss what Samiri had thrown in and what had happened thereafter. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.